Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Fun with Flame. I'm your host, Daniel the Flame, and I would like to talk about a theory that I have currently going on within geek nerd culture, if you will, specifically between comic books and manga. Now, again, I need to reiterate because I feel very passionately about this, but it is my observation, if you will. I've noticed this through looking at and watching a bunch of big time comic book artists and comic book and aficionados and things like that, as well as other anime people, and going back and forth in what exactly is happening, in particular with the current boom that manga is taking in the graphic novel industry, as they are outselling comics by huge margins. And, you know, like, you get a lot of people showing pictures of, like, you go to different bookstores and whatnot, and the manga section is huge while the comic book section is abysmal. Now, and considering the fact that, you know, you're in America and American comic books ain't really hidden, it makes you think, you know. But my theory actually stems from the side of the anime and manga industry. And that is that I believe that most comic book people essentially are showcasing and highlighting manga and anime only because comic books are doing terrible. But the thing is that their lack of knowledge of the anime and manga industry will actually have a negative impact on what's currently going on within anime and manga. Now, what the fuck do I mean by that? Because that sounds stupid as shit. And it's like, you know, like all they're doing is hyping up and getting more claim towards anime and manga and whatnot. And the thing is that not really. They're not actually doing that. A case in point is the fact that essentially most comic book people, when dealing with manga or what they know from manga and anime, only go by what's currently happening with the numbers. But the thing is that if you've been into anime and manga for years, you'd know that anime and manga tend to run on a fad system, where it is the highest selling manga is usually the most popular at that point in time. But that doesn't mean that it's either the best or highly recommended or one that essentially outshines others. There have been so many cases where an anime essentially doesn't become popular until after the fact of its initial inception. A big time offender of this is the fucking Gundam series. The original Mobile Suit Gundam was canceled, and it literally had the same effect that Star Trek had, where through reruns, it got popular. And now Gundam is what Gundam is. But initially, it didn't do well. They didn't like it, you know? So that's essentially kind of what happens with anime and manga. There are a lot of things that fly under the radar, and there are a lot of things that are essentially propped up because there's money behind it to prop it up. Doesn't mean it's actually that good. You have something like Jujutsu Kaisen, which I have been known to say that that's just fucking Naruto with an edgier flip on it. and it's like, you know, same three main characters, special abilities in one dude, other dude got a hidden demon inside of him that gives him superpowers whenever he's in a crisis and whatever. It's fucking Naruto. But story-wise, you would sit there and be able to call it out. But comic book people essentially don't do that. They're not in the business of doing that with manga and anime. They know the numbers are doing well, but they themselves are not indulging in the stories. It's one of the reasons why a lot of people who essentially, when they start jumping into anime, they're told, and they're like, hey, I ask people, what's a good anime for me to start watching, or what's a good one for me to get into? And they will be told whatever is the most popular one at the time. But that doesn't mean that that's actually a good introductory anime into anime. You have a lot of people who essentially will initially start off with My Hero Academia, when I personally don't care for My Hero Academia, but I personally wouldn't say that that's a good anime to get someone jump-started into liking anime and manga. But a lot of comic book people like to ride off the coattails of My Hero Academia simply because it is a superhero-based manga. And that's all they need in order to justify the fact that it's different from currently what's happening in comics, because the comic book politics that are going on right now is that you have a bunch of shitty people behind making these shitty comics, and they don't understand what their fan base likes and what they want. And then you have manga and anime, and essentially you have more in particular My Hero Academia, which is dealing with superheroes, but it's creating content that the audience likes and they're used to, or what, like, that's what people come to read, and then they're giving it to them, and then they're selling well. So comic books are just kind of using manga as a basis of, you guys should be doing this. But they're not really indulgent or knowledgeable over the fact of what exactly is going on within the anime and manga community and some of the things that are holding it back. There are so many fucking problems within the anime industry, it's ridiculous. But they're commonplace to people who essentially are used to it. One of the reasons why anyone who's deep into anime and manga will tell you that you just get used to cliches. You shouldn't have to, but you do. There are things that just happen within anime and manga that essentially the most aged aficionado could tell you, oh yeah, that happens all the fucking time. It shouldn't, and it's not necessarily that it's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's commonplace. And so you just get used to it, and you allow it to happen, and you just kind of move on to the next thing. But realistically, you should demand more from your anime and manga, because everything shouldn't be commonplace. You should not have to indulge in anime or manga simply because it's new, but if it's filled with a bunch of cliches and a story that goes nowhere, you have every right to go, yeah, this was shitty. It doesn't matter how pretty it looks. It's like, if it's bad, then it's bad. That's how you should dictate and deal with anime and manga. And the thing is that is a problem with anime and manga, as well as that's a problem with current American comic books. But currently, American comic books are seeing the downfall of essentially prolonging shit like that, of not adhering to your fan base, doing things not over and over, but essentially doing things according to your particular politics rather than actually it being canonically correct and whatnot. That's why we get so many diversity. We had so many diversity changes with Marvel characters at one point in time that they had to renege on because it just didn't sell, because no one cared. And now they're doing everything they can to essentially have the MCU follow suit. And again, no one fucking cares. But those are just examples of what I currently see is going on. So initially, anime and manga itself kind of runs on that popularity factor. You know, this is what's popular, so that's what's selling. This is what's popular, that's what's selling. But the longevity of the matter is that just because something is selling doesn't mean that it's going to get either the appropriate treatment that it deserves, or it will get the recognition that it deserves, as well as the fact of the anime, or as if it's a really good manga, the anime adaptation will actually be faithful to the manga, the original manga that it's adapting from. You have the War of Ragnarok, I believe that's the name of it. I can't remember. Valkyrie something in the Japanese name. But it's the Ragnarok War, which is a manga that I believe is, like, artistically is fantastic. And Netflix made an anime on it, and the anime is shit. Like, I did not want to watch it. I could not watch it because it was just terrible. The action was really bad, even though it's an action-based manga, but it just spent so much time explaining every fucking thing and doing everything it could to adapt the dialogue from the manga that it did nothing to actually make the anime itself stand out or to seem different from anything like that. And I thought that was atrocious. I thought it was terrible. And then you have one of the biggest offenders of this, which is Berserk. Berserk had, what was it, three movies? They had three movies, which was basically one of the best things that they could have done for that series, because it revitalized the series big time. Brought in a huge chunk of brand new fan base, and it just pleased everyone who was a avid reader of the Berserk manga. But then they had a chance to actually start fresh and give the anime a brand new burst of life, because Berserk already had an anime once upon a time, and it got the shittiest treatment imaginable. It did not, it was not good. It might, you know, you might have some people defending it, but it was not a good anime. And it was like, you had the chance to finally breathe in some brand new life to the Berserk franchise by giving it an anime. And what did they do? They did the cheapest method possible in anime currently, which is turning something 3D. They turned Berserk 3D in a manga that has such vivid and finely graphic, detailed art done within it, that the idea of turning that 3D is just fucking terrible, unless you were to go the route of 3D that they did for the movies, which kind of had a 3D, 2D overlapping layer on top of one another, which was vividly really beautiful and nice to look at. You know, it was Madhouse. Madhouse knows what the fuck they're doing. So that was what they could have done to make Berserk like the standout anime. It would have been amazing. Probably got a whole bunch of people to start reading it, and like the episodes would have just been pumped out, and it would have been a cool little thing to see. And what happened? It was this atrocious mess of a 3D thing that they kind of like thrown to a almost third party producer of anime or whatnot that decided to go 3D, and then like they essentially cut out a bunch of different arcs because they were afraid of the content within the arcs. They jumbled up a lot of the story and everything like that. The action was terrible. They had this weird shadowy grain effect in order to try and contrast the dark images and pictures that they had in the manga. The whole thing was fucking terrible. But that's commonplace within manga anime adaptations. You see shit like this all the time. You see things where a manga could be like just beautiful, fantastic artwork because that's what they're supposed to be. And in an anime adaptation, all you would expect for them is just to go, hey, just take this artwork and bring this shit to life. The storyboards are laid out right here for you. And they don't do that. They go with bland, generic anime designs and characters. They only have it for a couple of episodes, possibly 13 at max, to just fill in one season. It's enough to appease anyone who's reading the manga to just go, we have an anime. But to anyone who is fascinated with the story, they'll tell you that this anime is only made to get a quick buck, but not made in order to preserve the integrity of this story. Once it makes its deadline of this many episodes, that's as far as this thing gonna go. Like, they don't care to do another season or anything like that. They don't really plan for it. Much as like when an anime itself kind of breaks its own story within the first 13 episodes, but like chapter wise it'll be in the 200s or whatever, but it only has 13 episodes of an anime, and it's like, well, really the studio only planned and believed that it would only do so good so far. You have something like Fullmetal Alchemist, which literally had two different fucking animes. There's Fullmetal Alchemist and there's Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. Anyone who's watched Brotherhood will tell you Brotherhood is way better than the original Fullmetal Alchemist, but Brotherhood is actually the original manga adaptation of Fullmetal Alchemist. It's just called Fullmetal Alchemist. But because of the booming popularity of the manga, they immediately wanted to turn it into an anime without any type of foresight into the story whatsoever. And so by taking someone who essentially made a brand new manga, or essentially was making a very popular manga in the midst of doing the story, and they came up and addressed them and told them that they're going to make an anime adaptation. Once it reached a certain point in the story, they took the reins and they made whatever the fuck they wanted to. And it was such an interesting and cool development of characters, essentially, from them being able to start off the way that they started off, that you finished Fullmetal Alchemist. It was endearing. It was good. It was actually okay. You know, they had someone who knew how to make a fucking anime from scratch to continue the little story and whatnot. But when you compare it to the actual story that is Brotherhood, there's a huge fucking difference, and it is it's just so blatantly apparent within both anime. But it was just one of those situations where it was like, if the studio would have taken time to either fucking wait or discuss and talk with the actual creator, who would have been able to tell them exactly what they wanted the story to do or how they wanted the story to go, maybe we would have had a totally different situation entirely. But they wanted to immediately strike while the iron was hot, get an anime out there, and boom. To the point where a lot of people didn't even want to look at Brotherhood, as they thought it was just people trying to cash in on the Fullmetal Alchemist craze. It was ridiculous how when Brotherhood came out, like, so many people needed explanation as to literally being told that Brotherhood is the actual story. That's what's supposed to happen. But so many people were just dead set on the original Fullmetal Alchemist being the thing. I mean, the movie had, I mean, like, it had, like, what, two movies for the original Fullmetal Alchemist? It was insanely popular. I mean, it's a really good fucking story, and the setup to it, I mean, Nina, come on. Like, just come on. Everyone knows about Nina, but it's like the manga was up to that point at that time, but everything else just kind of and you can see it within the writing, the storytelling, and things like that. I mean, hell, the movie had Nazis and a rocket ship. It was different. It was very different. But what I'm getting into is the fact that comic book people don't know about that, or care for that matter, because that's not their main hangup. And it's sad to say, but essentially I understand, because their bread and butter is comic books. Their issue currently is with the current state of comic books. They would love for comic books to go back to being what they love and to being the thing that they appreciate. But that's not what's currently happening. So they need to jump on another bandwagon in order to get that pop culture fix. You gotta ride the white pony some fucking how. You gotta chase that dragon some fucking how. And one of those ways is by jumping onto the bandwagon of manga, which essentially is just Japanese comic books. That's all that it is. Anime is Japanese cartoons. That's all that it is. It's what they're fucking used to. But you essentially have a totally different spectrum of media, as manga, as comic books don't do direct adaptations, especially like in like movies or their TV shows. They have certain nods or little winks or hints towards actual events that happen within the comic books, but nothing has ever really made a perfect adaptation. Hell, even Watchmen isn't correctly taken from the comic book, but it's a movie that a lot of people really like. I don't. But a lot of people really like it. And I understand and I respect that. But again, it's not perfectly adapted from what the actual book source material was. And honestly, it's a big fucking book. You really couldn't. Two movies, possibly. Possibly. Maybe. Giant squid. But because they have that aspect of that factor, when dealing with something, because they have that aspect with comic books and all the other visual medias that try to pertain off of comic books, when you look at something like manga and anime, you can see that they're worlds apart, as the manga and the anime are damn near one and the same. It was perfectly put by, it was someone I watched, Young Ripper, that was his name, a black guy who talks about comic books and stuff like that. I look at some of his content. He perfectly put, you know, manga helps sell anime, and anime helps sell manga. That's how those worlds work, which is very true. It's very true. There, I mean, the rise in the current graphic novels of manga currently are coherent with the popularity boom that happens within anime. You now have Jujutsu Kaisen, as well as Attack on Titan, Demon Slayer, and My Hero Academia. All these things have a anime. All of them. Yes, did I say these are three? No, all these things have an anime. And the thing is that manga sales greatly increase when an anime comes out. Now, the thing is that to anyone who's looking at the numbers of this, they would think, like, you know, like anime and manga are just doing incredibly well. But to someone who's associated with anime and manga would tell you that all of those things are shonen. They're incorporated with shonen. But as far as popularity of anime and manga would go, they're not actually that big. They're not the biggest contenders out there. They're popular, but they're not... Personally, I want to go, they're not good. But no, it's just that they're incredibly popular right now. Ain't got shit to do with a lot. I was like, there's a lot going on that people just don't understand or don't know about. But it's like... it's not because this is universally considered amazing or something that's going to be held up throughout history. No, we're not dealing with something that has longevity like Superman, Batman, and Spider-Man books, so that whenever their namesake comes out, then people sell those books. Once another manga or anime comes out that's bigger and badder, these other things will get pushed to the wayside. Attack on Titan is finished. So is Demon Slayer. They're finished. Once they're done, that's it. Their popularity will never skyrocket ever again. It doesn't work like that with manga. So initially, what you're incorporating and what you're essentially saying namesake wise is, as far as the anime industry is concerned, is that a copycat of said anime and manga is most likely something that's going to sell far greater than any other new venture or anything like that, which will then indulge them into creating another copycat like anime or manga. This is a case in point for fucking Naruto. This happens with a Fairy Tail, which essentially is almost like a knockoff One Piece. Naruto, which is kind of like a knockoff of every popular anime that's out there. My Hero Academia, which essentially is taking superhero elements and just applying it to typical shonen aesthetics and cliches. Nothing new or adventurous is actually really done. You're given a main character with a fake pseudo concept of a hard worker beating genius, and then you give them an immediate cheat, which kind of supersedes that aspect of hard worker beating genius. Well, My Hero Academia basically is copying, also copying Naruto. Jujutsu Kaisen, which does this, which is literally a copy of Naruto. You have an anime like Bleach, which is damn near the same thing as Yu Yu Hakusho. There's this copycatic aesthetic with shonen anime and manga. It's been happening for years, but that's just how it is. And then the grandfather of them all is Dragon Ball Z, but the problem is that most people take elements from Dragon Ball Z that were appealing to children within Japan when Dragon Ball Z initially was out there, but not necessarily the things that held Dragon Ball Z in high regard throughout the years. So characters, powers, abilities, motivations, the overall solid story, those things is what kept Dragon Ball Z the most popular anime of all time. But the things that appease children, transformations, fighting a bigger, badder opponent, a main character essentially stating what he believes in the middle of a fight, those are the elements that they're like, this is what kids latch onto, and this is what we only need to copy. And then you have subsequently a bunch of characters that essentially do the exact same fucking thing, but that's not all that should have been taken from Dragon Ball Z. But that's his own can of worms right there. But essentially, those are the elements that plague shonen. With shoujo, on the shoujo side, you have things like the budding romance, the soft and slow upbeat concept of establishing a romance. You have two characters that essentially like each other, but because one of them never actually says that they like the other one, you never have to showcase them getting together. And shoujos run off the steam of much like every will they won't they series. As soon as you pair up the couple together, that's it for your story. There is no story after they get together. The story is just them coming together. All the shoujos run like that. Not every single one, but shoujo romance stories run like that. Even in more adult-themed romance stories run like that. But it's so commonplace within Japan manga and anime that you see it all the time. Hell, they do that in their movies as well. But it's disturbing, but that's just how copycat-like their media is, in terms of just really getting a quick buck without any foresight being done in the overhaul of everything going on. Oh boy. Now, with this with this ignorance towards this aspect of anime and manga, it's simply because you don't know. Like, you don't know about what it is that anime and manga actually goes through, or what it has been going through over the years in order to get where it is right now. You could easily misunderstand the positive aspect of it being popular or selling well as it actually doing a good thing for the media. Most comic book people just see the fact that, you know, it has exposure and being now the front runner of anything as a good thing. But for someone like me, it isn't, because now I'm going to get a plethora more shonen or things that'll be considered really good or the more popular things that'll be kind of shoved in my face as really good, things that essentially are copycats of other things I've already seen, because the anime industry itself runs on that copycatic nature. People like things like this. This is all that we're ever going to do. And in which case, most of the time, the bigger and far longer running series are brave, new, and adventurous. They go outside the normal realm of typical anime and manga because people are thirsty for that content that indulge in anime and manga. Because once you sit there and establish all the cliches within the show, you kind of get tired of the show because you immediately know what direction it's going to go into, and it's nothing entertaining. You can only watch so many ecchi anime for so long before you sit there and get annoyed with the fact that the main character is a boy who generally wants to have sex, but when the opportunity arises, he runs away from it. And you have to question why. Why would he do this if the character is supposed to be an everyman? If he's supposed to represent a young high school boy? If he's supposed to represent this horn dog of a character? And then you have to remind yourself, if you're into anime and things like that, oh yeah, they tend to create these bitches that get offered sex, but then they run away from it because it's a cliche. It's a joke. It's supposed to be deemed funny for some reason. But now the joke is run stale because it's been done over and over and over again. Just because you have a main character with a different name and a different girl being set up doesn't change the fact that he's just going to get slapped in the bathhouse. He's going to get slapped in the bathhouse. Whenever there's going to be a bath, you're going to get slapped in it. You're going to get the slap. But comic book people essentially wouldn't be aware of such a thing because they're not generally involved within this media for years. Their expertise is in fucking comic books. That's what they're doing. They're just on this bandwagon for right now. So they're newly dipping their feet in the water. Well, I'm freezing in the 12-foot end up to my neck in anime, telling them, don't come over here. Like, just push over some of the good stuff, but don't come over here. And what they get as good stuff is actually the tar muck that sucks you down into the pool. And I'm trying to warn them, no, that's not the good stuff. You see that all the time. It's not the good stuff. That's not why people like this shit. Look at Cowboy Bebop, a beloved anime series. Didn't necessarily initially do that well in Japan when it initially came out. Same thing with Trigun. But the popularity and the boom of it being taken over into an American audience suddenly just sent it to the goddamn moon, to the point where now Netflix is about to do a live action adaptation for it. That's a horrible fucking thing that's about to happen, and it's going to ruin Cowboy Bebop. Well, it's going to tarnish it a lot. But it doesn't change the fact that that's how fucking popular Cowboy Bebop has gotten. It's just a testament to the anime itself. Most animes that actually stay popular or remain in a very popular light are different, are inherently different. Attack on Titan is inherently different from normal anime and manga, just very fucking different, which is why it's so goddamn beloved. The same thing could be said about Death Note. In a world where everything basically was these superpowered little teenage boys, having a teenage boy who's a methodical megalomaniac who with a god complex was very fucking different from Naruto, which was an anime that got a bunch of people into anime, or it sparked a generation of anime viewers, those poor bastards. But nonetheless, those things reign true. I mean, Death Note has 4 or 5 movies, live action movies. I wasn't counting the L spinoff, and that would make it 6, possibly. It's either 6 or 5 live action Japanese movies, and then you have the Netflix live action movie, which again, horrible, horrible movie, but it doesn't change the fact that someone decided to greenlight this shit. It happened because it's beloved, but the reason why it's beloved is not the same reason as to why it would have been popular. Do you see what I'm saying? You have anime and manga that essentially, like, people praising One Piece for hitting these goalposts and manga sales and anime episodes and manga chapters, if you will. But One Piece isn't the longest running anime series or the longest running manga series. It's actually not high up on the list at all. if you actually look up the list, I believe in terms of manga, it's like 13. But it's not that high up there. Hell, there's Hajime no Ippo, which is literally about boxing. That's still currently going on, and the anime only went so far. But that's still a popular manga series that is still currently being put out there that people are still looking at. It has a fan base. It's good. People read it. There's something to this goddamn story. But as far as anime is concerned, it didn't sell that well. So, but realistically, they should keep going. Same thing happened to Baki the Grappler. Lucky that, sadly to say, that Netflix is the one who gave that an anime a chance. But yeah, like, Baki the Grappler is fucking awesome. And it, to this day, is still going. But they canceled the anime. But it turns out that there was a brand new life waiting for it to come out, considering how brutal and awesome that thing is when it comes to fighting. But all I'm getting at is the fact that there is a clear distinction between people who jump on a bandwagon and people who are actually invested into something. And right now, comic book people are jumping on the bandwagon of anime and manga in order to further prove the point of essentially the relevancy of how anime and manga cater to their fans. They listen to people's intake. They put out content that people enjoy. And essentially, they then make money off of that. While comic books literally do the exact opposite. I understand that concept. I understand that wholeheartedly. You would want your first love to take you back rather than be with the side bitch. But your whole reason you have the side bitch in the first place is to show off to your first love, look what I got, because you didn't listen to me. But the thing is that your side bitch has a plethora of problems, but you're not paying attention to it because all you want to do is let your first love get jealous so they would act right. And that's not good, because once you go back to your first love, which you will inevitably want to do and should do, and you most likely will do if they act right, your side bitch will basically have been hyped up by you to a giant extent and then just left. And then because they're just left and abandoned, they wouldn't know what to do because they thought they were the shit. That's what you kept telling them. But when you left, they no longer felt like the shit because it was apparent that they weren't. No matter what mistake that they caused or all the wrong that they did, you vouched for them. And in doing so, you allowed the horrendous amounts of problems that currently are plaguing this new side bitch or your rebound bitch that are so everywhere. Like, you just see all these problems and everything, but you're just blatantly ignoring it because, like, hey, you're still better than my first love who I left, because they won't act right. And as soon as you get a hint that that first love might act right, you will leave that side bitch or your rebound bitch. And again, when you do, it will be horrible, because that rebound bitch is gonna go through the goddamn ringer. All the times that they sat there and ignored other people willing to tell them that they need to fix this or fix that in order for them to act right, they're gonna ignore it because they had so many people hyping up that bubble that you're just perfect the way you are, when they're not. They have become this, their own fucking monster, the anime and manga industry. They have become this ridiculous monster that essentially has so many fucking problems, but they refuse to look at it because they're just being told currently they're perfect. They're doing so well because they're making so much money. The cliche shit is getting out of hand. The lack of creativity is getting out of hand. Most people who praise and talk about anime and manga only know about the shonen anime and manga that come out. And those things are incredibly popular because they cater towards Japanese children. I'm not saying they're just meant for children. What I am saying is that they cater towards children. Most anime aficionado people, when you see out there that like talk about anime and things like that, if they only name shonen anime, just think you have the mindset of a fucking child as far as the anime community is concerned. Well, not community, but as far as the anime industry is concerned. You think like a kid, which is why all these things easily impress you, because you're easily impressed. Because you're a fucking child. But then as soon as you get your big boy pants on and you start noticing the similarities within shit, you're going to start questioning the industry as a whole. And it's one of the things that leads you to open up the floodgates to actually venture out into other genres, which then allows you to see the entirety of anime. Hell, most people who review anime seasonal don't even do every anime that come out each season. They pick the ones that are their favorite, and then those are the ones that they review and talk about. But they don't even get to every single one, which I feel is bad and wrong, because just because you like something doesn't mean that someone else won't like anything, but your job is to review anime, but you only review the ones you like. I mean, you do whatever the fuck you want. I really don't care. But still, you should let it be known. Like, there are other things out there that just didn't want to look at it. But that's all besides the point. But what I'm getting at is the fact that just, I understand why comic book people are using manga and anime so much to make their point towards their industry, comic books. But all I'm saying is that people who are into anime need to take note that this is not a positive thing for anime. Hell, as much as everyone's like what the Chainsaw Man manga is starting to blow up. But that's starting to blow up because they're about to release the anime for it. And the thing is that most shonen anime are, or most anime right now, are taken at eyesight level, simply because that the animation is just so fucking amazing. It doesn't matter what the story is, it's just that the animation is just godlike. I mean, same thing with Demon Slayer. When I watched Demon Slayer, I was like, this is okay. It ain't the greatest. But I was told it was the greatest, but it ain't the greatest. It was okay. But the thing is that the visuals of Demon Slayer are God tier. The shit is beautiful. It is beautiful. My God, does it look pretty. But it ain't great. And I was like, that's how one of the things that the community itself does as of late is that if it hits that certain visual level, they don't really fucking care what the story is, because that's how commonplace they've gotten in that. But that majorly revolves around the typical shonen that comes out, or anime itself that just is like very, very beautiful, or just like it just looks fucking amazing. And you have stuff like Jujutsu Kaisen, which is just as a story, like it just ain't nothing. But MAPPA knows how to fucking animate. And then they're about to, is MAPPA, right? Yeah, and like now they're about to do Chainsaw Man. And it's like, I know for a fact Chainsaw Man's gonna look pretty. You know how many people fucking said that that's gonna be anime of the year just by simply looking at a fucking trailer? The trailer doesn't even have any words in it. It's just a trailer that they shown. And because MAPPA is involved with it, and then they saw how the animation looked pretty, people were immediate like, oh, anime of the year. Don't even know what the story's about. Couldn't care less. Just immediately anime of the year. And that's essentially where we are within the anime industry as a whole. You have so many people backing and defending so much of the shonen little kid catered to anime out there as these big booms or these big hyped anime out that people need to be aware of, look at and enjoy and whatnot. And they're not understanding that they have so many other things wrong going on. Funimation monopolizing the industry, most studios cutting corners anytime they can when it comes to actually adapting a manga into an anime or adapting a light novel into an anime, where you basically forget the media that you're using. You don't need so much fucking explanation and exposition in the story if I'm able to see what's happening. That's a big problem with anime. It's like, motherfucker, I can see it. You don't need to tell me what's going on. I can fucking see. But I'm adapting from the manga. You don't need to adapt all the words. And if anything, why is the action only like two? Like, you only got like two scenes of action that only lasted like 15 seconds. Why that? Well, the manga only had like three fists being thrown, and that's as far as I was going to take it. Why didn't you add action? Take out the wordage and add some action. Seeing as how it was just mindless action that's supposed to be happening right now. No. And it's like, that's a horrible problem that's going on. Hell, you fucking got Funimation doesn't monopolize the, like I said, Funimation doesn't monopolize the industry. And considering that they have a lot of Western politics that they literally wish to bring into anime and manga, you can see how essentially anime and manga will fly the same route that fucking comic books is flying. But comic book people are just seeing the numbers of being sold, and they're not looking at the actual politics within anime and manga because they just want to stay away from politics, period. But that shit is doing nothing but carrying over into anime and manga as well. And now you have assholes like Funimation saying and dubbing over anime in horrible ways that essentially new people who are thirsty for anime will then get and assume that that's what the fuck they said, when it could be further from the truth. Oh my God, it's so dumb. They're probably going to ask for a harem where the main character just wishes to evaluate all the girls without you ever seeing their faces or their bodies. It's just him going out with different little blocks of different colors. And then you have to design and create what you want the waifu to look like. And all of them are going to be wearing pants. And they'll never do anything sexual with him whatsoever. He wants a strictly platonic marriage. That's what he's going for. And all the girls date him by their choice. In fact, they chose him to be dated with multiple women. And then he only has a certain time limit before they make up their mind of having a platonic marriage. In which case, afterwards, they'll adopt a certified gay black baby. Like, they'll make sure that the baby is gay. The baby is gay right when they get it. So they know that they have a gay black baby. That's the only way they'll be happy. That's how you end that anime if Funimation gets their way. Oh boy, wouldn't that be a sight to see? But that's all I wanted to talk about. Quick little informative thing. And again, I need to reiterate, this has been my theory from the longstanding observation of what's currently been going on within the anime industry and the manga industry. And I'm not putting all of this shit on the comic book industry as well. I'm letting you know that the anime industry themselves and the anime fandom has let this shit happen for fucking years before anyone even, no one has decided to do anything about it because everybody's just happy with the cliches. They're used to the shit. And realistically, because no one speaks out on the shit, and most of the time you get things like shonen fandoms who essentially just appease and like anything that is relatedly popular to children, then there will never be any change. Because right now you would think like, well, Jujutsu Kaisen has death and shit like that in it, and so does Chainsaw Man. Right. But they're considered shonen. And the thing is that they're just edgy. That's one of the reasons why people adhere to it so much now, is because the anime fans that grew up on the shonen fans that grew up on Naruto are now older, and so they want something edgier. And then boom, there you go. Chainsaw Man, Attack on Titan, Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen, all of those things deal with death and they show a whole bunch of blood. It's edgy. They ain't good. They're other copycats of other shit. They're just edgy. That's it. It's fucking terrible, but that's what they want. I mean, the assholes got them to bring back Fairy Tail. Do you have any idea how progressive it was for Fairy Tail to get canceled, only for you idiots to allow it to come back and then have the creator make another new fucking manga that's even worse? You realize how stupid that is? Like, just how fucking stupid. That is such a backwards mindset. God damn it. Fairy Tail story is horrible. Fairy Tail characters are horrible. Fairy Tail looks like One Piece. And the actual artist doesn't even draw like that. But they look like One Piece characters. And it's horrible. They're always talking about Namaka in attempt to copy One Piece. But One Piece doesn't even talk about Namaka that much. God damn it. It is just terrible. And it was so bad that they canceled it because no one liked it. But then just so many reruns and shit just got people going, man, Fairy Tail's kind of, and it's like, no, it's still stupid. It's still so fucking stupid. And they're like, nah, it's getting there. And they had a bunch of spinoffs. They have like what the first Fairy Tail team did. They got a bunch of, like, just a bunch of manga spinoffs and whatnot. And then they brought back the anime for a little bit. And then boom. Now you got the creator making another thing that's just even fucking dumber, where literally the story is just, I want to make friends. Just so stupid. But why do you indulge in it? Because shonen, like that, they're actually the biggest problem within the anime industry, which is shonen anime fans. Shonen anime fans only care about shonen anime. So it doesn't fucking matter what else is happening within the industry. As long as they're looking at shonen anime, they do not give a fuck because they do not look at anything else. I have you hard pressed to find someone who, if they're a shonen anime fan that grew up watching Naruto, ask them if they've ever seen every episode of Dragon Ball Z. Not if they know the story, but if they've seen every episode. Totally different thing. Two totally fucking different things. Also, if they've ever seen any anime outside the realm of shonen, if it hasn't been put on television, but it's something that they either saw through different means, like they weren't told about it by reading a shonen jump book or anything like that, but they're actually not mainstream shonen anime, but still good anime within their own right. Perfect anime to get people on like that is the anime Monster. It's based off of a manga. It has like 70 something episodes called Monster. Monster and Parasite the Maximum. That's one I would recommend to people because I actually like Parasite the Maximum. But that also was like a perfect manga adaptation because it just goes as far as the manga actually goes and it ends. And it's actually a really good anime done by Madhouse. The visuals and everything is cool. Hell, it even had a live action movie. But those are things that essentially a lot of shonen people don't look at anime and manga like that. Hell, a fucking shoujo for that matter. like any goddamn shoujo, I don't care which. Just pick something. They're going to go, I have no idea what that is, but I love anime. I love anime so much. Oh boy, I love anime. Fucking idiots. Oh man. Yeah, so that's a theory. Not a hardcore belief that I adhere everyone to. And constantly scream in their faces because it's totally fucking true. There's just so much evidence to back up what the hell I'm talking about. Nah, that's a theory, son. A game theory. I couldn't help myself. I just could not help myself. That's it. This has been another episode of Flame with Flame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame. As always, good people. I hope you have fun.